Thank you. I'm assuming I could go now.
Yep.
Yes.
You're all set.
Thank you.
We'll help you.
Number 24614, East Hartford.
Morning.
Morning.
Sure. Lieutenant Joe, FICACELLI, East Hartford Police.
Thank you. And a summary of your case, Lieutenant?
Sure. Back in February of 2024, actually it's February 9th of 24, the appellant filled out a Form 799C in which he indicated that he had never been a subject of a protective order in the prior 5 years. During our background check, it was also revealed that he still had a domestic violence arrest on his record at the time of his application that was going to be on his record until May of that year. I'm sorry, May of 24. So he was denied.
Would you like to make a brief statement of your case, sir?
Sure.
We'll give you a chance to give your whole case. But do you have a summary that you want to say at this time?
Oh, it was a simple mistake. I listed the order with the whole charge. I made a simple mistake by putting yes or no question. And I listed no, I wasn't, when I should have put yes.
Okay. Thank you. Lieutenant?
I'm sorry. What point is this? Do you want me to ask him his questions?
Or? It's your case.
Sure.
If you want
okay.
To ask him questions.
Sure. Do you remember filling out the 799C form for the pistol permit? Do you remember not checking the box or the box that indicated asked you if you had ever been arrested for if you ever had a protective order? I should say.
I don't. It was an honest, a simple mistake. I don't remember. To be honest.
Okay. Do you remember the arrest that
yes,
that?
Yes, I did.
Precipitated the restraining order, the protective order?
Yes,
okay.
I did.
Do you remember reading, did you ever read that police report? When you went to court, did you ever read it?
Yes, I did.
Okay, do you remember where are you still married at this time, or are
yes,
you divorced?
Yes, I'm still married.
Okay. Same woman? Same?
Yes.
Same party? Okay, do you remember reading in the police report how she, back in 22, continued to tell the police that you kept talking about wanting to get a gun, and that she thought you were afraid that if she got the gun, you would use it against her. And the victim, your spouse, reported to the police that you were so unpredictable that you could not be trusted with a gun. And she wrote that in a sworn written statement to your case.
I did not.
Okay. Well, she did.
No, about that. No, I did not know about that.
I don't have any further questions.
Questions from the board.
Would
you like to ask him any questions?
I don't have any charges on my record right now.
Correct. They were on your record at the time that you applied for a pistol permit.
Yeah, I know.
Okay. And your wife did say that in a sworn written statement. That didn't go away. Those words were still uttered to us, the police department. So we have to take that seriously. When somebody you live with on a permanent basis tells us they're afraid for you not to have a gun, it's kind of a red flag for the police. She knows you better than I know you. I don't know you. I've never met you before. We kind of have to side with your spouse when they tell us you shouldn't have a handgun. And that's why the chief of police in the town of East Hartford erred on the side of caution and didn't issue one back then. Plus, you forgot to mention that you had a restraining order or protective order issued.
I never made a threat to her or anything about that.
I didn't investigate the arrest, so I can't tell you whether or not what you did. I can only go off of what was on the police report and what her sworn statement says.
I got arrested for a verbal communication with her.
You were arrested for assault?
It was no physical.
You were arrested for assault. You were arrested for... I can show you your charges. You were arrested...
I have a question.
Sure.
So, again, the denial letter is very specific regarding his failure to disclose the protective order.
Correct.
I don't know if...
I didn't write the denial letter.
I'm just letting you know, so it's sort of, we're going just a little bit outside...
Sure, okay, well, then the denial letter is that he didn't mention that he was part of a protective order. I think that in and of itself, as you said in the prior case, we're entitled to a truthful applicant.
Any of the info you bring it up, so we can just give you...
Sure.
And the other question was, what did he attach to his application?
I don't have it in front of me, so I couldn't tell you. I saw that this morning.
So I was just curious if he...
I think he was honest about the fact that he had been arrested. The problem is he applied for the pistol permit while the charges were still on.
That's why I was sort of curious on what he attached.
Again, this was 2 years, three years ago. I'm assuming it was the fact that he had been arrested.
So he applied by the charges were still...
Correct. He was still in... Yes.
Okay.
So the arrest was 2022. I'm assuming the court gave him some sort of program for 2 years and...
But there's still a protective order at the time?
There was a... No, the protective order was issued back at the time of the arrest, so... I think, believe it, the protective order got terminated a year later in April of 23.
Oh, okay.
That was the same thing. So we're not sure what he provided to you on that.
I'm not. Unfortunately, at the time, I'm sure I had it, but the packet I got from the secretary this morning, it doesn't have it yet.
Understood.
I apologize.
And so, what charges were pending, from your recollection, at the time of the application?
Sure.
I mean, you said this is helpful. You know?
Disorderly conduct, assault third, unlawful restraint second, and interfering with an emergency call.
And those are all pending at the time of
the application? At the time of the application.
And do you know when about that those charges?
May of 24, they were off his record. He applied in February of 24, and they were off in May of 24.
So disorderly, assault third?
Assault third, unlawful restraint second, and interfering with an emergency call.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
Were those charges off his record, or was it nollied and they were within the 13 months?
It's nollied, but it was two years. So I'm assuming he got some sort of AR program where he had to stay out of trouble for 2 years.
Right, from the nollied date, it's 13 months, and then they're not available.
So
was it within that 13 months, or was it all totally erased?
Date of offense was April 28 of 2022. I don't have the nollie date here, unfortunately.
There must be something in the record here. I have notes that say May of 24.
You have the nollie date.
Yeah, I'm sorry, May of 24. Yes, you're right. I apologize. I worked midnights last night, and we had a fatal accident this morning, so I'm a little tired.
Somebody got hit by a car.
Yes.
Other questions?
Yeah, so he had no other charges other than these two charges that were nollied?
The domestic violence case, that's all he had. And again, he was denied, according to our letter, because of the fact that he failed to admit that he had a protective order, which obviously he would have known he had. It was an extended protective order. It lasted over a year.
Right. And he did list the charges that were nollied.
Again, like the colonel said, I can't tell because I don't have it in front of me at the time. I would imagine he did. I'm sure I read it at the time. I always did.
In our packet.
Yeah.
Other questions? Sir, what would you like to say?
I did list the charges. I got the record printed at the East Hartford Police Station, and I put the packet inside with the stuff, so it was there. Listed. I just made a simple mistake on the application, which I didn't write properly, and I simply made a mistake. When they called me and told me or sent me a letter, I called, tried calling him back, because I drove. He tried to call me, but I'm a truck driver, so I'm all over the place, so I was getting signal when he was trying to call me. So he called my wife, and my wife told me to give him a call, and I gave him a call.
Would you like to ask him any questions?
I already did. I'm good. Thank you.
Any other questions? questions from the board?
Tell us about the incident. What happened?
Oh, it was like verbal communication.
Be careful, because you said verbal communication, but those charges don't represent verbal communication.
It was like...
So be very careful and be very accurate.
Okay, so we had an argument. It's nothing physical. We never touch each other, nothing like that. So we had an argument, and she said she's going to call the cops to get me removed from the house. And that was it. That was, when the cops came, I was in bed, basically.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, but you heard what...
Yeah, I heard the charges.
No, not the charges, what she said.
Yeah.
She said there's an assault charge in there. Did you hit her?
No, I didn't.
Did you put your hands on her neck?
No.
Did you prevent her from leaving the room?
No.
Did you take the phone away from her when she called 911?
No.
Because that's what the charges say.
I did not, honestly.
So you did nothing?
No, we had an argument, the physical, like a, not a physical fight, an argument, a verbal argument. And that was it. I said some stuff to her, and she got upset, very upset. That's why she called. When I got arrested, she tried to call to see if the charges would be dropped because she knew it was not accurate. So,
well, was she lying when she gave a sworn written statement to the police department?
I would probably said that just to get me arrested for me to leave the house. Basically, that's what. Yeah.
Have you talked to about this? Well, you must have talked to her when
I talked to her.
And what did she say?
She apologized to me.
Well, yes. Did she apologize for lying, or did she apologize for calling?
She apologized for saying, for lying, actually. She did.
Did she say that? Maybe
she didn't actually say it, because, you know, it's a woman. She's not going to say that, but...
It's not funny.
No, I know.
It's not. I mean, the charges are serious. They're saying assault means there was some physical contact, some intent to cause injury and cause injury.
No, there was nothing there to cause injury. There's no injury. There was a verbal argument. She called the cops and said, tell them, basically the statement was that she wanted to get me removed from the house for the night.
But that's not what the statement was. The statement was...
I honestly didn't know what the statement was.
Okay.
She tell her part
to
the
cops. Well, you know now.
And I said, I know now. Yeah, what's that I'm here? From what I'm hearing, I'm here. I'm just hearing this.
She's not here, is she?
No, she's not.
That would have helped her.
She's at work. But he did made a call to her about this, and she's the one that actually called me and told me to give him a call about the denial letter. So she does know about it, so.
I'll go to the issuing authority then. Did you talk to her, or did someone talk to her?
I'm again, it's a couple of years ago, but I always try to reach out to everybody and at least get a little conversation to see, you know. I can't tell you I remember talking to her 100%, but I'm pretty sure I did.
Well, I guess the question for me is, did she confirm the statement or say, no, I made it up?
No, she never told me that. If she had told me that she had made anything up, I would have written a supplement to this police report, and that never happened. So I would have said no, that she never told me it was made up.
Okay. You see, we got the statement over here saying you did these things.
I understand.
And you're saying you did absolutely
totally
nothing.
Understand. No, I totally understand. Trust me, I understand.
All right, thank you.
Any other questions from the board?
Yeah. Another question. When was the statement that the wife made about fear for him getting a gun? Was that at the time of the arrest?
Time of the arrest, yes. Okay. Yes, sir. She was brought into the police department, and she gave a two-page sworn written statement to the arresting officer.
Okay.
And the date of that is?
4/28/2022.
Yes.
Still married, living together, same
person. Still. It's not.
Yeah, I'm curious. So you listed the offenses that you were charged with and
yes,
acknowledged.
I did.
Okay, but you didn't list the protective order. Why?
I made a mistake, honestly, with a yes to no. I went through the application real quick, and I made a simple mistake on the application. I should have listed yes. And when he called me.
It's interesting, though, because generally speaking, from what we've seen, you know, if somebody forgets to list these things or misreads the form, they're not going to answer some questions and forget about other questions. You know what I mean? In other words, you have charges, serious charges that were nollied, you listed those.
Yeah.
Then there's a protective order that's still in effect, and you didn't list that, and that's the basis for the revocation.
At the time,
of the denial.
At the time, there was no protective order, but it was still in effect. I don't think so, because we were living together at that time.
But the form says, have you ever, right?
Within the last five years.
Yeah. I didn't. I made a simple mistake. I should have circled yes. I did not. I should have put yes.
Thank you.
Well, again, we know that,
yeah.
And you know that,
yeah.
But it's what we're trying to figure out, and the issuing authority is trying to figure out why. And you say it's a simple mistake.
Yeah, it was a simple mistake. I should have listed yes.
Well, you should have, but did you intend to issue, say yes, and you circled no, or?
No, I honestly, I read over the application so fast, because like I said, I'm a truck driver, I came in late hours, early morning, so I'm
sometimes. Right, but you understand that the application's serious?
Yeah, I know.
You know,
I understand.
They deserve to have a complete and accurate application, and you shouldn't take it lightly.
I know. I made a simple mistake on the application.
Well, again, to me, a simple mistake is I was about to circle yes, but but I wasn't looking, and I accidentally circled no, not I intentionally circled.
Yeah.
No.
And for
that
one,
was wrong.
For one, I didn't thought about it, to be honest. I did not thought about it. I didn't even remember reading that. That on the application where they asked me if I've been arrested, and I listed the arrest and when I was arrested, I went to get the record at the police station in
okay.
East Hartford.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other questions from the board? Would you like to make any kind of final statement, sir? If you've already said everything you want to say, that's fine.
Yeah, I did.
Okay. Lieutenant?
Sure. As I stated earlier, the appellant notarized the Form 799C back February 9th of 24. He had a domestic violence case that was from 2022 involving the arrest for assault third, unlawful restraint second, interfering with an emergency call, and disorderly conduct that was on his record at the time till May of 24. He also had been a subject of a protective order in regards to that arrest. That protective order was in place until 4/13 of 2023. The appellant on his 799C form that he swore to and had notarized failed to check that he had been the subject of a protective order issued within the last 5 years. And when you read the form, the declaration, it indicates that you understand that the appellant would understand that any statement in this application as determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for a denial of such application. That is why the town chose to not give him the permit.
This is a denial by the East Hartford Police Department, the denials for suitability. The basis of the denial was the applicant failed to disclose a protective order at the time of application. And he applied in February of 2023. It appears that the protective order was disposed of less than a year previous to that. Also, at the time of application, the appellant had four charges while still in the nollie period. They were still on his record: assault third, unlawful restraint, interfering with an emergency call, disorderly conduct. Assault third was an automatic disqualifier at the time. And while the appellant did, it appears, provided those charges to the PD, he did check no under the protective order.
Statements from the board?
Yeah, again, I'm still sort of puzzled by the lack of reference to the protective order, which is the basis for the denial, rather. It all arises out of the same incident. So to list the arrests and not list the protective order is puzzling to me. I know you forgot or didn't read it or whatever. I just want you to know that if the decision of the board is that that's sufficient mistake that we deny the permit, you can reapply at some point down the line in future years, list everything, and then that's a whole other you know, it gives you another chance to apply for a permit if the board votes to deny you this time.
Okay.
Any other statements?
At the time of application with the pending charges, I think the PD had a very good basis to deny. Pending charges at the time, even though they were disclosed. I know in the past, I've said this at other hearings, the question regarding the protective order and restraining order had been confusing to appellants, especially if the case had been nollied or dismissed, but the state did try to make that question much clearer, stating regardless of the outcome or the result of any related cases. So this is not a case that was 40 years prior. It's true that very fresh in the appellant's memory, especially since he did disclose the criminal cases, which is puzzling. I sort of agree with Attorney Cinetti and why some were, he didn't check yes on that, and then list, or at least say, which court would issue the order.
I'll just add to that, the appellant testified that he just carelessly and didn't put any thought into it, filled out the form. I think he knows the seriousness now of how important that is, and this was not. I was going to say the same thing. It's not 40 years ago, like you just heard. It's very, very recent and involves domestic violence. So all the more reason to be very accurate and disclose everything.
I understand. I'm very sorry about that.
Time for a vote. Chief Rosenstein.
Issue of authority.
Attorney Evelyn. I'll get it eventually.
I'll do the issuing authority at this time because the conduct surrounding what the arrest was about. The statement especially weighed heavily upon me. So at this time, I would definitely, in the future, go seek, if you were to reapply to a police department, maybe get a risk assessment from a psychiatrist or a licensed clinical social worker or something along those lines, right? Because it was pretty serious what she was alleging in there. So it would definitely be helpful from my perspective.
Issue authority.
Issue authority at the same rate. I can't get past the why statement. So without, a letter from the why for testimony, for change that was an error or I changed my mind, I'm gonna rely on the why who as a detective testified, lives with this person, knows this person better than any of us, has that fear. So issue authority.
I also vote for the issuing authority at this time, but again, I know your wife is working and it's difficult to get her here, but at least if you reapply at some point, get a statement from her in the packet saying that at the current time she's not in fear of your life, she doesn't mind you having a gun, if that's the case.
Okay.
If she still feels that way, obviously.
Well, he did give her a call. She's the one that called me to call here to...
Right, this is not a really... This is the board's opinion.
Okay. All right.
My vote issuing authority also.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good day.